Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went outside and walked 9 holes of golf yesterday.
You are bonkers.
It was
seriously
glorious.
Bonkers.
Hey, why would you play 9 holes of golf in that?
It was fantastic.
Built different than we are, Daniel.
It was awesome. In fact, I said to Kennedy before I left here yesterday, because I didn't have a hat with me.
Yep.
And I was like, Kennedy, can I borrow a hat? And of course, Kennedy has everything. She had a hat. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then I got there and I open up my golf bag and I only have one shoe in my bag and I'm missing some of my clubs because I have a 14-year-old son who borrows things and half-ass returns them.
So is this the last time he'll ever be able to borrow your things?
That's it. He's done. That'll be, yes.
Really?
Yeah,
like, do you mean this? Because I stand on Carson on this one.
I'm so mad.
It bothers me that this happens and then you just want to do one nice thing for yourself, which you literally never do. And you only have one damn shoe.
Let's pull the tape on you saying he's never borrowing anything again.
Me too.
So
because
I can play it back.
We are standing on Carson on this one.
So I said to him,
can you rent them like at the bowling alley, Carson?
No, I don't think you can. You have to buy a new pair of shoes, and shoes at the golf course are always 100% more expensive than anywhere else. So he was going to borrow my bag, and I said to him, before you leave, take my shoes out of my bag because it's a carry bag and it'll be heavier with my shoes in it.
Yeah.
And when you get back, put my shoes back in my bag.
I get it.
Then he says he did all that. I get to the course. I open up my bag, one shoe. And I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm like, all right, I'll just play in flip-flops. And I was like, well, why don't I just not wear flip-flops? I've seen people play barefoot before, I think. So I just walked the course barefoot with my bag.
And like no course ranger came out and said, sir, we have a dress code here.
They're all in the AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody was outside.
They're going outside policing.
I mean, I don't care. You do you. It's really good to touch the earth with your bare feet.
It was Newton Commonwealth, which is, I mean, it's not the country club. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I just know that they can be a little snooty. Golf courses can be with dress codes and such.
Nobody said anything to me. Why? I went into the clubhouse about halfway through because it comes back around. And I got some Gatorade, and I put my flip-flops on before I went in the clubhouse. I didn't want
As
to push
one does.
It. Yeah, I didn't want to push it.
No shirts, no shoes, no service.
But I got to tell you, it was fantastic.
It's
I actually
really
played,
good for you.
I played the best 9 holes of golf I've played in years. I think I was only 4 over par through 9 holes. I mean, I was just...
Well, I think you found your groove, man.
I think
she was getting your way.
Well, I had a blister on my foot anyway, and I was going to have to get a Band-Aid. And what was funny was I text Lana a picture. I was like, well, you don't get blisters if you don't have shoes on when you play the golf course.
It's true.
And she started laughing. She's like, you're an idiot. What are you doing? And I was like, what?
It's not my fault.
So,
but mom, the
I know.
Dog ate my golf shoe.
So she thought it was funny. I was like, maybe I'll post this on social media. So I posted on social media. Oh my gosh. I got so many comments. People are like, hey, you can't do that. So many Karens out there were like, I'm going to report you to the club. You can't do that.
Did people really say they were going to report you? Mind your business.
For walking on grass.
Yeah, for walking on grass, Daniel.
And it is wonderfully manicured grass at that.
I bet it feels good.
Oh, I had no idea.
My grass is nothing but weeds, and it's crunchy under my feet.
Guys, 10 out of 10 would recommend the next time you play golf, do it barefoot.
I feel like that's how Matthew McConaughey probably plays golf.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm playing in the South Shore YMCA golf tournament, you know, fundraiser coming up in July.
Yeah.
And I've already determined I'm playing that barefoot.
And here's my thought on that is that you paid to go be there and you're doing it for a charity. No, there should be no rules.
You're going to do it around other people because you were on the course alone because it was so hot.
I was on the course alone yesterday afternoon. Yeah, there was nobody.
So you're going to do it in a tournament when you're like playing with other people?
Why not? What does it matter?
And yeah, you're foursome?
It's not like he's putting his feet up on the table where you're eating, right? Your feet are on the ground, right? Like,
sure.
Who cares, right?
I mean, I'm not posting the pics of my feet playing golf, Dan, on OnlyFans.
Don't give that away for free next time, son. I'm serious.
Only golf fans.
That is my absolute retirement plan. So
I'm just saying, if you popped those shoes off and let the dogs out at the golf course at the charity event, the other people in your foursome are going to be like, "What are you doing?"
I know they make flip flops that are cleats.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I've seen those before.
But wouldn't that make your ankle twist? Like, you need support on there, don't you?
I think so.
You're trying to be a precision athlete out here.
Right.
It was fantastic. I loved it. And being on the green with no shoes on?
Yeah.
With that grass?
It's like a carpet.
Not even just... Now, there was one time where I had to walk up in some brush. I hit it a little wide right on a hole, and I was up in some brush, and I was like, okay.
Might thankfully, have just let that one go.
Yeah. Thankfully, my ball wasn't up in the brush. I'd missed it. It was just in the tall grass still close to the fairway. But I was like, oh, this would get a little dicey. I would have to put the flip-flops back on, I think, if it's over in the tree line.
I'm reading a whole Reddit thread about playing barefoot.
And?
This person who started the thread, I can spread my toes out, which helps me with my weight distribution. The grass feels awesome on my feet. Without spikes, I have to be aware of how hard I swing, which makes me play within myself. Ball striking more consistent. The whole construct of my swing is more natural. And the first comment, what are you, a hobbit? I love Reddit so much.
I'm going to tell you, I played fantastic. 4 over par in 9 holes.
You, buddy. You and Michael Front don't need shoes. There you go.
I'm not wearing them right now.
I believe you.
There's a Patriots wide receiver named Matt Collins who doesn't wear shoes ever. The only time he wears them is during the games because he's forced to.
Yeah.
Like, he'll walk to the stadium. He played in Buffalo last year, and it was like negative 10 degrees, and he's pulling up to the stadium, no shoes, no socks.
Does he have on like a nice suit and just barefooted? See, Carson, if he can, you can.
I'm doing it.
He would play in the NFL barefoot if they let him.
Right.
And I bet he'd be quicker, and it'd be better for him.
He might get stepped on, though. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Them cleats are rough. A 300-pound dude just stomps on your foot.
Oh, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.